We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Costume designer, Peter Hoffman. Stunt coordinator, Connor Green. So sophisticated. And it is with the 1-877-337-6666 for the marathon half-hour schmooze. Right up until the Yankee pregame show, 7 o'clock, right here on your fan, New York City. By the way, here's what we know from the New York Yankees last night at Minute Maid. They made, in 195 minutes, such a mess already. Now we know why the New York Yankees don't bunt. Apparently, unaware that if you do, you must run to a base, preferably first. Sometimes it's not easy being green if you're a Yankee. Clint Frazier, who resembles Farkas from the movie A Christmas Story, looked more like Michael Myers from Halloween in left field last night. If you were wondering why we saw Holder instead of Britton last night in the bottom of the seventh inning facing Brantley, well, it's because the not-so-great Britton was throwing 16 pitches the night before, making us wonder why Tanaka wasn't there after throwing 78 pitches in six innings. Gary Sanchez. He wants you to know it wasn't him behind the plate last night. So far, the bullpen has been so used that twice last night when Boone called for help, he got voicemail. Boone's lineup tonight intended to avoid the three-game sweep. Leading off, Brett Gardner in center field, who reminds absolutely no one of the Scooter, the last Yankee to bunt in his MVP season of 1950. Batting number two. Were this judge to say first time, long time, it would have been appropriate. Batting third, your DH Voit, looking to exploit Colin McHugh tonight, cleaning up. At shortstop, Torres, who reminds nobody of Flores. Taking the fifth, the word is Bird, batting number six. At third, anybody but Gio Urshela. So it's the DJ making sweet music so far with the Yankees this season. DJ batting number six. Number seven, Clint Frazier, who vows to not only make the catch, but hit the cutoff man wherever he may be. Batting number seven for the Yankees tonight, Austin Romine, who wants you to know he is not using any gloves that are owned by Gary Sanchez. Not in the lineup tonight is Sanchez. And batting number nine at second base, Tyler Wade. Tyler giving Yankee fans the thought, Houston sweeps tonight. James Paxton, who may need to go nine innings and throw what is unheard of in this day and age, a complete game. Meanwhile, at Citi Field in Flushing, Queens, New York City, The Metropolitans look to keep the Twins under double digits tonight. Viking gods willing. For quite some time, we were thinking Jacob Sigrom was different than everybody else, in or out of uniform. Well, just when you were beginning to think he wasn't human, we found out last night he was.
This is one of the most unusual films you will ever see. The Man Who Fell to Earth is a fantastic movie about power, space, time.
I was all over the place. Slider wasn't even a factor tonight. Changeup was decent at times. Other times it was left in the middle. So, you know, I've said before, when teams can eliminate a pitch or even two, then it makes it a lot easier.
Way back, onto the track it might go, and it hits over the orange line for a home run. Mitch Garver has broken the shutout streak of Jacob deGrom.
Drives one toward the gap in right center field. That ball's going to go all the way to the wall. And Jorge Polanco has a triple, his third triple of the year.
Ian Bob Gitson,
who
had it longer than anybody else ever in the history of the game, and tonight he just didn't have it.
It's a 2-1 homer, his second of the season. And this is just not a usual Jacob deGrom night.
Not real happy with how tonight went.
Human lives engulfed in hell, with every current sucking them deeper into self-destruction.
Garver rockets one deep in the gap in left center. And that ball's gone.
Mitch Garver has homered twice in his first two at-bats against deGrom.
Good pitchers that had games like this, so you know, it was just doing my normal thing. You know, this one's over with, get ready for the next one.
The man who fell to earth.
Only human is Jacob deGrom. The Mets tonight will support the future mayor of Syracuse with Nimmo leading off in center. Alonso at first with his five home runs. The guy looks like a player, make no mistake. I know the season is only 10 seconds old, but this man looks like he might be around for a long time. So he'll be batting number two, Will Alonso. And the 36-year-old second baseman will be batting third. Cleaning up Conforto in right, making a lot of contact. Wilson Ramos tonight. Behind the plate will be batting number five. McNeil in left, batting number six. Number one in your program, number seven in tonight's lineup, is Mr. Rosario. Batting number eight, J.D. Davis. And you don't forget the two homers off Corbin last Saturday. He's the third tonight. Batting number nine, Thor. And the last time out, he allows only one hit with the two runs. And, of course, one of those runs with the two wonks, a wild pinch, the safety squeeze, then the Victor Robles home run. And tonight, let's not forget, and who isn't excited about this, the Icelanders and the Penguins, a long old country road. Also tonight, the New York Knickerbockers and the Pistons. And if the Pistons win this game tonight, they're into the Elite Eight, facing either the Raptors or the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, if the Knickerbockers win tonight and Charlotte beats the Magic, Detroit would be out. The Hornets would be in, winning the tiebreaker over Detroit. The Nets, of course, are into the postseason, and we, as we know, will face either the 76ers or the Raptors, closing out the regular season tonight with Miami. All right, and we can even bring up with the next 20 minutes, with your calls, of course, what the Rangers will, the Devils number one with the NHL, with the lottery, with the drafting, and the New York Rangers number two. So, very good fortune for both of those teams, that's for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.